Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some chamber music, some soundtracks, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin with some torrential themes. Why not? It is, of course, winter in Vancouver, so we might as well give it a shot. This next selection comes from Walt Disney's Fantasia. When released back in 1940, it established animation as a true art form and revolutionized motion picture sound for good. Wow. Two amazing accomplishments. Now, this comes from the original recording with Leopold Stokowski conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. Enjoy. Thank you. You really cannot get better than that. That was Night on Bald Mountain, music by Mussorgsky, performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, with Leopold Stokowski conducting. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on with some chamber music by Poulenc. Now, the French composer Francis Poulenc is known for his incredible knack for exploring and developing the characters and colors of all the different wind instruments. His writing sort of emulates the natural breath rhythms that most wind players need to have, as well with the human voice, as we will hear in this next selection. This comes from his sextet for flute, oboe, bassoon, clarinet, horn, and piano. And I cannot select a better cast. Here's James Levine on piano and the Ensemble Wien Berlin.
Thank you.
James Levine on piano, joined by the members of the ensemble Wien Berlin, and that was the Allegro Vivace from Francis Poulenc's sextet for flute, oboe, clarinet, horn, bassoon, and piano. And I think it is that time of the program to celebrate an underrated instrument. Some say one of the hardest in the world to perfect. I'm speaking about, of course, it's oboe music time. Today, music inspired from Japan. Very apropos with the cherry blossom starting to bloom. And I find this CD particularly beautiful. It is a compilation of Japanese melodies. We're going to be hearing Akatomba, a red dragonfly song, and Torienzi, a child folk song. Here is Jean-François Payard, joined by the members of his chamber orchestra.
Thank you.
Two beautiful selections of Japanese melodies, and those were performed by Jean-François Payard and his chamber orchestra. You are listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. This next ensemble is a Grammy Award-winning group founded back in 1987. Definitely do not show any signs of slowing down, and they're very well known for their close-knit voicings and very inspiring arrangements. And we can hear this in this next recording. This comes from the songs of Paul Simon. Member Peter Eldridge commented that, and I quote, "Some of my earliest memories involve Paul Simon's music. I remember as a child sitting on my father's lap, listening to the music and trying to read the lyrics on the album cover. Certainly Paul Simon was one of the handful of songwriters who certainly shaped my own concept of songwriting." Those are the words of Peter Eldridge from the ensemble New York Voices. So let's take a listen to some of this inspiration.
By a jury of my peers, still crazy after all these years. Yeah. Still crazy.
Still crazy.
Hey. Hey.
Still crazy.
You ride me, I'm out in the jungle, I'm hungry to hear you. Send me a card, I am waiting so hard to be near you.
La la la.
Why don't you ride?
Something's wrong and I know I gotta be there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm lost but make the cost of the airfare.
Ooh. Tell me
why.
Tell me
why.
You write me a letter would brighten my loneliest evening.
Well, welcome to Relationships. Those were two selections from an excellent CD, The Voices of New York Voices. And this was an album of honoring the works of Paul Simon. We heard Still Crazy After All These Years and Why Don't You Write Me? And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. This next selection features the Beaux-Arts Trio. They made their debut, I know most of us were not born back then, but in July 13th, back in 1955, at the Berkshire Music Festival, which is now known today as the Tanglewood Music Festival. And their final concert was in Lucerne, Switzerland, back in September 6th of 2008. They recorded a vast repertoire of piano trios, including this disc of music by Zemlinsky and Korngold. Many don't know those names, but excellent composers. And one of them was his pupil. Korngold actually spent the early part of his career in Austria, and he later made the trek to Hollywood and became a screen music composer. Get this, he won the Academy Award for his score to The Adventures of Robin Hood back in 1938 and was widely considered one of the greatest scores ever written. His score to Anthony Edwards back in 1936 also won the Oscar. Today we're going to hear no Oscar performances, but we're going to hear the opening to his piano trio in D. This is the Beaux-Arts Trio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Needless to say, one of the best piano trios ever out there. That was the Beaux-Arts Trio, and that was the opening allegro to Korngold's Piano Trio in D. And it gives me great pleasure right now just to say, you know, maybe you're thinking you don't have anything planned today. Well, I have something planned for you. There is an excellent concert going on at the York Theater, which is just on Commercial Drive. It's 639 Commercial Drive in Vancouver. And this is an excellent opera and lots of woman power in there. So I think it's a perfect day to celebrate this excellent show. It is a production from City Opera Vancouver, and it is the Canadian premiere. So you can say, hey, I went to premiere today. And it's called Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt. And today is the last day at the York Theater, and a very excellent mezzo-soprano in the lead, Marion Newman. So you do not want to miss this. Now, this is actually a modern opera, and it was written by a Brooklyn composer, Missy Mazzoli, in collaboration with a Canadian librettist, Royce Valfrick. It premiered back in New York in 2012 and has since toured the U.S. and Canada, and this is its premiere in Vancouver. I do suggest that if you don't have anything on the plans, I think you're going to be highly entertained. She led an exceptional life. She was a Swiss explorer, traveled Algeria at the age of 20. Now, back then, that was pretty, you know, avant-garde. Converted to Islam, joined the Sufi order, fell in love with an Algerian soldier, and she also wrote a lot and became an early voice for women before her untimely drowning. Unfortunately, why does that always happen? All the best ones are taken from us, but she lived a colorful an excellent life, and it should be an excellent show. So if you have nothing to do, well, actually, I would say go and see it. It's at the York Theater, which is on Commercial Drive, and that today is the last day. Celebrates a lot of woman power and should make a great day. And we're going to leave you with some more great woman power. This is something that I think you all pretty well know. It is the flower duet. So, who better than that?
Thank you.
Marie Mesplé and Danielle Millet, joined by the members of the Paris Opera Comique Orchestra, with Alain Lobart directing. And that, of course, was the very famous, we'll do it all together today, flower duet from De Liebes Lac Meung. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay listening to Worku and Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next. Till next time.